I think the most important thing that we are saying is that in communities where resources are non-existent or are stretched to breaking point, or in areas of very little of poverty, it is not wise, nor is it fair, to introduce new cohorts of very vulnerable people who need support. So to us, this is just a statement of common sense. It's a matter of common sense that where you're making provision for international protection, that it's in areas that have the resources and the capacity to support that. I just think that's a no-brainer. In areas where you are going to locate centres, you still, of course, have to have the conversation with the local community. That's just a matter of creating good community relationships and a sense of understanding across the community. One of the things that we absolutely want to see happen is a move away from provision of accommodation in the private sector, where decisions are simply made on the basis of who has a hotel, who has a factory, okay, let's go there. That's a crazy way to go about it. The state needs to provide this accommodation. It needs to be planned. And of course, then the system around immigration needs to be tightened up. It needs just to work more efficiently. Just remember, a lot of the applications, 2/3, in fact, that are made aren't successful. So we have an obligation to those who do need international protection and who qualify to stay here in Ireland, to integrate them, that they become part and parcel of Irish life and Irish society. And those that don't, that they make a safe return to their home country. But if you don't have an efficient system, nobody wins. Like, and that feeds frustration and worry and anxiety and all of this. So I'm absolutely confident a government that adopts the right efficient approach respectfully, a lot of the angst and the division that there's been on this issue, that we can actually heal that, because fundamentally people in the West, in the Northwest, across Ireland, fundamentally we remain a very decent, compassionate, fair and a very, very welcoming community. But government made a botch of this issue. So the next government can't continue in that vein. There has to be a step change. And that's what we're proposing.